Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 340 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to do a little recap of the SEC baseball tournament, and we're going to talk about tomatoes. It's going to be terribly exciting. We've also watched a whole bunch of television, so we're going to loop you in on that. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. And our most recent episode is actually a live book club that we did this past Tuesday night. It's on the book Lessons in Chemistry. And you can either listen to that episode or you can watch it via the link inside Patreon. So it's always fun to get to hang out in that particular way. Also, our Amazon shop is always there for you if you would like to see some of the things that we love and love to use. It's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Alrighty, here we go with episode 340. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
We don't really know what we're going to talk about today.
No, because we've spent a lot of time at home.
I sat down maybe last Wednesday and I thought, I'm going to do a newsletter.
Oh, okay. Haven't gotten one. Spoiler alert, I haven't.
Yeah, you know why you haven't gotten one? Because I really did. Okay, I opened the document. I pulled up my little template that I use.
Mm-hmm.
I thought not one thing's happened. Like, yeah. I don't know what to write about. I've said a lot of I can say about shorts, you know?
Yeah. Let me tell you more about shorts.
Since the dawn of time. So I stopped that. And we did have baseball last week, which was delightful. And we had so much fun at the SEC baseball tournament. And I will say, and I told you this yesterday, the weather was unprecedented in terms of, we didn't really have a day that got, I think yesterday may have gotten above, like, it may have been like 84.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, and I'm sorry, by the way,
yeah,
but
no,
you can be
fine.
So proud of your Aggies, but
I know.
Melanie's Aggies lost in the final to Vanderbilt, but we'll come back to that. The weather was just glorious. It was typically like 80 degrees with a breeze. The first night we were there, I think I mentioned this last week, I wore a sweatshirt. Mm-hmm. And then we went back. I don't even know who we saw play, honestly. Like, it didn't matter. You know, it was the whole thing of sitting there and watching baseball. But when we were there Thursday night, some of your Aggie players came and sat right in front of us. We knew they were Aggie players because they had on the player like lanyards, and they all had on Aggie like baseball team wear with their numbers on it.
Yes.
And so, but it was that kind of thing where, you know, when you sit there and you watch the players at a distance, everybody looks like these, like, you know, big athletic guys. And then when you see them up close, they still are big athletic guys. But I'm like, well, that's just a bunch of Alexes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You
just
know,
a bunch,
like,
of college boys.
They're just a bunch of college boys. And they were darling. But, you know, and everybody seemed to enjoy having them around and being able to visit with them. So, you know, it felt kind of festive and fun, and you've got all these sports people around, but then you remember, oh yeah, they're kids. They're kids.
Yeah, they're just kids. Yeah.
Should we talk about it? Because the Aggies really made a run. Like, y'all really did.
I know. I'm real proud of them. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. It would have been great to win the championship game against Vandy yesterday. But the fact, number one, we were the only number 10 seed that has ever made it to the championship game.
I was going to mention that. Yes.
I mean, we lost to Arkansas game two. So we had to fight our way out of the loser's bracket. So the fact that I'm super encouraged, because the fact that we did as well as we did, we played 6 games in 6 days. And what that requires from a pitching standpoint.
marketing standpoint, there's some strategery.
Yeah, with that, 100%.
Which I will say is kind of an enjoyable thing about being at the tournament, because you can't just swap pitchers out. Like, sometimes people get in a bad spot and you just got to see if they can work their way out of it, because you can't burn through your pitchers like you can in a weekend series.
No.
So that part's really interesting. And I will say, and I told you this yesterday too, I always think there's a sacrifice involved if you win the tournament, because your guys have been out in just the heat of the summer for almost a week, you know, and it's, I think I've mentioned before the time that State won, we played Vanderbilt in the finals, and Alex and I walked down to the field and you could smell the Vanderbilt dugout.
Yes.
So there's a physical toll I think it takes, but this week I would not say as much. I think this week it was like having a lot of really competitive scrimmages in sort of idyllic weather conditions.
Yeah.
And I think like for the Aggies, who were the 10 seed, to come in and to be able to play out like that, I think is huge going into the postseason for y'all.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was really good. I think it showed, I think this team has been slow to gel this year. I think it's just been really hard. I think we've had a hard time figuring out our pitching. And I felt like we saw some people really come of age in the last week.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you saw the team gel. And I mean, the good thing about baseball is postseason is a great time to gel, because that's, I mean, it's all a new ball game. Literally, you know, with regionals, it's all a new ball game. So, I mean, Omaha is up for grabs. So it's, I don't know. I was really encouraged by it. I loved our team, and it was hard. And not only that, but we went straight from our series playing y'all. So we had gone straight from Starkville to the SEC tournament. So those guys hadn't been home in like 2 weeks. And so, but my favorite is that we got a hold of a luggage cart.
Yes, you did get a hold of a luggage cart. Yes.
And I loved that every time they would talk about it, because when somebody would hit a home run or whatever, the guys would get in the dugout and they would take a ride on the luggage cart, which I thought was hilarious.
Yes.
But they kept referring to it as that it was a Hoover-based luggage cart. You know, like it was Hoover-based. But then yesterday during the game, I got tickled because the announcers were talking about, like, if we were to win that game, the odds that somehow we were going to manage to get that Hoover-based luggage cart on our plane to take with us home were probably really good. And I thought, that's why I love baseball.
Me too. And I want to say this about the SEC baseball tournament. Before we move on, because I don't know that we have anything else to talk about. So maybe we just camp out here for a minute.
Yeah.
But there's always talk every year. Like, it was raining on Tuesday on the first day of the tournament. And so then you get these know-it-alls who get on social media and are like, well, if we were playing in a pro stadium that had a retractable roof, we wouldn't have rain delays. Let me tell you something. Every time we went this past week, it was packed, just full of people. A lot of loyalists. Listen, the LSU fans are going to show up like crazy.
Yep.
And we sat there during that LSU-Arkansas game. I think that was Wednesday night. No, that was Thursday night. And, I mean, really just enjoyed the LSU fans. Because you want to talk about people who understand college baseball.
Oh, yeah.
You want to talk about people who know when to get after somebody, who know when to cheer. Like, LSU fans know college baseball.
Yeah.
But you also have a lot of just families there who just come because it's a fun thing to do with your kids, even if you don't cheer for an SEC team. But here's what I want to say about this whole ridiculous notion of moving the tournament to a pro stadium. There is no city in the SEC where you're going to get those kind of crowds and where you can move people in and out of a facility like that.
Yeah.
That facility in Hoover, for better or for worse, love it or not, it can accommodate so many people. And because it's at the end of a really long parkway, like, the Hoover police do an amazing job of getting people in that parking lot and out of that parking lot. And it just, like, I can't imagine anywhere else where it would work like that.
No.
Even if we moved it to Regions downtown in Birmingham, you can't park that many people there. So just logistically, I think it works in that space. It's a relative, I know it's not convenient for Texas teams or for a Missouri team, but.
But you still travel. If you want to be there, you travel. And here's my thing. So one of the things y'all heard me say after we got back from our vacation is that skincare doesn't take a vacation. And that is so true to me because traveling and being on an airplane and just being in a different climate made my skin so dry. And I couldn't wait to get home to my Osea products. Their new Undaria Collagen Body Lotion is a high performance body moisturizer. It absorbs instantly. It delivers lasting hydration without stickiness or residue. So you can put it on even during these hot summer months and know that your skin is going to stay moisturized. It feels silky smooth when it goes on. It absorbs instantly. I can even put it on before I go for a walk. It has lasting hydration. I can't believe how long it keeps my skin feeling hydrated, and it even brightens my skin for a healthy, youthful look. It is going to be my go-to summer product because it's so light. It's silky, it's weightless, it doesn't feel greasy. It's packed with vegan collagen, hyaluronic acid, peptides, and Undaria seaweed. I don't have to wait for it to absorb. I can apply it and put on my clothes. I can put it on before I go for a morning jog. And so whether you've spent the day in a chlorinated pool or swimming in a salty ocean or up in the dry mountains, it is the perfect product. Get hydrated, healthy skin for summer with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Right now, we have a special discount just for our listeners. You can get 10% off your first order site-wide with code BIGBOO at OseaMalibu.com. But that's not all. Get an extra 10% off plus free shipping when you have your favorite products delivered on repeat with their Subscribe and Save program. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code BIGBOO. Because I'm going to say that the things that I was reading is one of the people leading the charge to we need to move it to Arlington to a pro stadium are the Longhorns.
It was a Longhorn.
And I'm going to say when we picked them up, we knew what they were. Snakes. And they're already trying to come in and change stuff. And they need to get out of here. Because Greg Sankey said yesterday, the commissioner of the SEC, number one, we broke attendance records in Hoover. Yeah. That's where it's always been. People are happy there. The weather's good. And I thought he made a really good point. And I hope that that means that he is not listening to the Longhorns. But like, it prepares these guys for the postseason because you're going to have rain delays and it's going to be hot and you're going to have games that run long and then you have to sit there longer than you thought. And that's just real life. And it's preparing them for where they're going. And so we do not need to move it to a professional stadium. We don't need to move it to Arlington, Texas Longhorns. Keep your mouth shut. You're not even officially in the conference yet. That's what I'm saying.
Peter Byrne said yesterday on the broadcast for y'all's game. Or no, he said it after the game. He said, you know, Hoover is just, it's just SEC baseball. It's just one of those towns that you associate with this particular event. And I think that every year the SEC and the people who plan that event, they work to try to tweak it. Sometimes they change it. Sometimes they unchange what they changed. Like, I don't love what they did with hospitality this year, but that's neither here nor there. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is they really do an incredible job. And I think it was close to 200,000 people went to baseball games this past week. It's so good for the sport. And I'm a thumbs up SEC tournament in Hoover. I just wanted to be sure to say that.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I will say that during the interview yesterday, you'll get real tickled. I became real enamored with Greg Sankey's camo SEC hat.
Yes.
And so I texted our friend Catherine and I said, hey, any chance you could get me that camo SEC hat? And she said, oh, I haven't even seen it because I'm getting ready for our meetings here in Destin. Because I don't know if you know, but they have some real important meetings.
They do.
Which is like their biggest week of the year.
Yeah.
And Catherine is the one down there planning it all. And I'm like, by the way, I would really like that hat.
So, if you could just take a minute. I know I always see Catherine at the tournament, and I did not this week. She was swamped.
Yeah.
But she's trying to get ready for all those coaches and athletic directors down there. But
yeah, but I got real tickled at myself because I was like, I would really like that hat. So
thank you. Thank you. Signed, Melanie Schenkel.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, please. If you could just quit planning for those. I know you're having all the athletic directors and y'all are planning important things like football schedules, but I need that hat.
Yes. And so, it was a good hat. I saw a picture of it. It was good.
Man, I really liked it. So the regional bids all came out today. And, you know that the NCAA and I are always in a fight. We're perpetually in a fight.
Yeah.
So it's fine. We're the number two seed, but they're sending us to California, which makes me think they don't understand what the term regional means. You know what I'm saying? Like, why are we going all the way to California? They put us in that stupid Stanford regional. And listen, I'm not afraid of the Pac-12. It's not that. But it's like there's one in Stillwater. There's one in like why are they flying us out to California? It makes no sense.
Y'all to California feels
Stupid.
Yeah,
it feels real stupid. Mm-hmm. But whatever, you know, listen, we'll go to California. We'll see what happens. But it just, I was like, this is stupid. I don't understand. Why are we calling them regionals if we're putting them this far away? So, but they have got, I think Oregon's coming to Auburn. So that's not any better, you know?
Well, so. If I was going to be in town, I would be tempted to go to Auburn and watch some baseball, but I won't be in town.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. But see, but they should have sent, I guess you don't want to have your SEC teams together, but I'm like, why is Oregon coming all the way to Auburn and we're going all the way? I don't know, but whatever.
Well, when you have eight SEC hosts, it might complicate things a little bit in terms of trying to keep your SEC teams away from one another.
Yeah, it really does. It really does.
Also want to mention, and this is a hard left from college baseball, but but maybe this is just where I am in life. A week or two ago, our friend Joey mentioned, because he travels a lot with his job, and he mentioned that he had gotten some really good tomatoes in Clanton, Alabama, which is south of here. And so, listen, Steph kept talking about those tomatoes. Ella kept talking about those tomatoes. And so I told Joey, I said, hey, the next time you come through Clinton, if you think about it, will you grab me some tomatoes? And he was like, absolutely, I will. So I went over to their house. I don't remember what day that was, but at some point last week, and he had gotten me a big sack of tomatoes. I haven't had a tomato like those particular tomatoes in a really long time.
Okay.
Because as you know, my parents had, when I was growing up, we lived on like 12 acres and daddy always had an enormous garden. And then he usually had a friend who would come and also plow out an enormous garden. And so we were rich in summer vegetables every single year of my life.
Love that.
So I have a very specific sensory memory of what the tomatoes tasted like coming out of daddy's garden. These are the closest I've had. And they're like, they're so good. So really what I have done the last, I would say, 3 days is figure out how am I going to incorporate the tomatoes into my meals.
Oh, for sure.
It's strange, but these tomatoes have been just like already a highlight of summer 23.
Wow, okay, so that's impressive. So what all do you do with them? Because I like a tomato just with salt and pepper. I can just eat it like that.
I do too. Oh yeah. I like a tomato with salt and pepper. I haven't done anything crazy with them yesterday. And I cut up some avocado. I put some corn in there. I had some black beans.
Yum.
And then I put that tomato in there and I put a little bit of that Olive Garden dressing that I love so much.
Yep.
Just a little bit of that on top. So I'll mix it up with something like that and just kind of call it a salad. And I even pulled some lettuce out of the refrigerator and I thought, I don't think I want lettuce. No. I just want the other stuff. So that one night I made a tomato and avocado sandwich. This morning I boiled some eggs and chopped them up and just salted and peppered those and then cut up some tomato and salted and peppered that and put it on top of my eggs. I mean, they're delicious. Yeah. So, but I want to do something pretty with them, you know, something that's, so I thought that I might try to find some peaches and do like a tomato and peach salad, which I think is so good.
I was going to say that tomato and peach with burrata, if you do some burrata and then a balsamic reduction, that's like one of my favorites.
Yeah. So we're going over to my sister's later this afternoon for a cookout. So I may go get some peaches and make a little salad to take over there for that. Doesn't that sound good?
That sounds delicious. Yeah, that sounds really good.
That's my exciting life. Tomatoes and baseball.
Well, I mean, what more is there? I mean, it's summer. So it is officially summer, and you know what also doesn't take a vacation? Stylish, comfortable shoes. No matter what your plans are this summer, Rothy's flats, sneakers, and sandals are the move for when you need comfortable, cute shoes. If you're like me, when you're packing for vacation, you want to limit the amount of shoes that you take, and so I need some that are cute, that they're comfortable, and that are going to go with a lot of my outfits, and Rothy's are so great. They're so easy to pair with all of your outfits, from weekday to weekend and everywhere you're headed, and they come in a range of colors. You can have neutrals that match everything, brights that add a pop. I have the Driver loafers in raspberry, and they are so cute and comfortable. They go with everything. They're a classic driver with an edge and just add a fun pop of color. And I love that I can count on them being comfortable all day long, no matter how far I walk. They are comfortable from the first time you put them on. I would have never believed that a flat or loafer could be this good without a break-in period, but they are. And mine still look great even after multiple washes, which is so important when you live in Texas in the summertime. For stylish and comfortable shoes, shop Rothy's. Get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/bigboo. That's rothys.com/bigboo. We were kind of, you know, it's funny because we had such a good time on our trip and we loved, you know, I mean, it was so great. But then it was kind of that realization if we got home and I was like, well, that was our summer vacation and it's not even June. Like that was...
We've peaked.
Like that was our getaway. And it's not even June. And so I got a little depressed about that where I was like, which it was kind of that, I mean, we knew that was our window to go. I mean, between Caroline's summer school schedule and everything else. And then Perry gets so busy with work during the summer. So I was like, that's kind of, that is what it is. And when we needed to go. And so it was great, but it was like, oh, now we just have summer stretching out. So I spent a lot of time doing the laundry.
Yes. I did so much laundry this past weekend. Oh my goodness.
We had so much laundry. Well, I did all of Caroline's before she headed back to school and then got all of that finished. And then she went back on Thursday. See, my days all run together. She went back on Thursday. And then I'm trying to think, Wednesday night we picked up food, Thursday night we picked up food. And by the time we got to Friday, Perry was like, we have eaten in a restaurant nonstop for now, you know, 7 days. And he was like, I need something. So he grilled burgers Friday night. And we both agreed. It was like, oh, we needed food that was cooked at home.
Yeah.
You know how sometimes you just get so tired of, and like, and we'd had great meals, but I was like, man, I'm ready to just eat something that we've cooked at home.
Yes.
So, we did that. She got back to school, but then I felt like our weekend was just kind of, I needed to, like, this is going to come as no shock to anybody, but I had to get in my closet. And I had to get organized because I had left a bunch of winter stuff down knowing that we were going to take this trip. And so,
and I mean, how could you live coming back? Well, but, what were you supposed to do? Continue to live with winter stuff in your closet?
No, it was driving me crazy. I couldn't unpack and I had sweaters down and I was like, I'm not going to wear these sweaters now. And I need to get a hold of my short situation. And there were lots of good sales this weekend. And so I also felt like I need to go through and evaluate to see like what I need.
Yes.
You know what I need? Not one thing. You know what I ordered? A whole bunch of stuff.
And I had a similar talk with myself this morning, looking at the Aerie sale. And I finally was like, you need to get out of here, you know, metaphorically speaking, because you don't need anything. And I don't. So I didn't.
No, that was, no, I did get, I ordered, well, you know, you sent me a dress from Anthropologie that I couldn't resist.
Let me just tell you this. I mentioned this to Jamie Golden last night. When I find something that I know looks like you, and then you agree that it looks like you, and then you order it, just shoot the endorphins into my veins. just light up my bloodstream. Right. Like, it makes me, nothing I can think of makes me feel more accomplished than that. But when I saw that dress, I was like, this has Melanie Shankle's name all over it. It was cut like something that you like to wear. The design of it in terms of the overall look of it felt very you to me. And so it really made me happy that you had such a visceral reaction to.
I did. I ordered it. Like, it didn't even take me. I was like, you know what? I'm ordering it. Mm-hmm. So and now it's that whole thing of that. I really want it to work.
Oh yeah.
You know, cause I'm going to be really disappointed cause I'm really looking forward to it. And then if it doesn't work, I'm going to be a little despondent, but
yes,
it's okay, but it was super cute. So I did, there were a bunch of sales. There was stuff that I needed to, and Caroline even sent me a thing that said, I was like, oh, she knows her mom. It said, I live for the 8-minute high I get after I purchase something online. And then again, for the 12-minute high I get after opening the package once it's delivered. Everything else is pain. And I was like,
That's actually sort of true. I mean,
it is. It's kind of embarrassingly true. But so anyway, I did that. I'm trying to think what else I bought. There were a couple of other little things. Oh, I ran in Gap, which I never go in a real store. But there was a denim dress that I linked. I put it on Fashion Friday this past week, and I wanted to try it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm just going to run up to Gap and try it on, which I so rarely go into a store anymore and actually try stuff on. And I went, and it was super cute, and I liked it. But Gully really liked it too, and so I was like, you know what, Gully can get it because I don't need it. Okay. So Gully got the denim dress, and then there's a white one that was similar that I ordered to try, to see if I thought it might, you know, be cute. So I did that, and then I tried on a lot of stuff in Gap, but nothing that I ended up getting. They were having a big sale, but I was like, because I was like, I don't need another oversized linen shirt. I don't need another, because I have to have a talk with myself in the summer, because the way I'm going to dress is what I have on right now, which is some athletic shorts and a tank top. And that's how I'm going to be 90% of the time, because it's so dadgum hot.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had to have a talk with myself too about the oversized shirts.
Yeah.
So I have plenty. I love them. Or if they're not in style next year, I'm going to have to defy whatever is in style, because I just, they're so easy and good, but I'm all set. I'm, you know, stocked up. I've done all I can do.
Yeah. You don't need any more.
You're good. Okay. So one thing this weekend that has been looming heavy over my TV watching heart is that it was the last episode of Succession. Now, I haven't talked about Succession a whole lot because Melanie doesn't watch Succession. And so, you know, it's going to be boring for y'all to sit here and listen to me talk about Succession, but I have really loved it. It's not a show for children. The people in it are absolutely miserable. But there's still something there where you root for a couple of characters, because I always have to have somebody to root for.
Yeah.
But this was the final episode in the series this last night, Sunday night. And so I watched that show. I mean, just, I was honed in just as attentive, and it was brilliant. I thought it was fantastic, but a little sad. And then to see that come to an end, everybody in it's so good. And I will say, if language in television shows bothers you, it's not for you. And then Ted Lasso ends this coming up week. And I've had a complicated relationship with Ted Lasso this season, because to a certain degree, I feel like there have been times where it's kind of gotten away from itself, like where it just feels like it's longer than it needs to be. There are too many plot lines, you know. There was an episode a couple of weeks ago where they were in Amsterdam that I thought was just delightful. And then the episode last week was one of my favorites ever.
We haven't watched yet.
And listen, it's not that the show is bad. It's not that it's gotten bad. It's just that it feels like the tone has changed a little bit.
Okay.
It's not, it's more of a dramedy than a comedy. But all that being said, last week's episode I thought was just fantastic. And so the final episode is coming up this week. And I don't know. I appreciate Ted Lasso and kind of, you know, what it's been over the last few years. We needed a Ted Lasso. And so
For sure.
I'm curious to see how it ends up. It's given some pretty good clues about how it's going to end up, but I want to see it all play out. So
is this the last season?
Is this the last season. Oh, okay. Now, there's been some speculation that there might be some kind of spinoff with like the remaining characters, but I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. So. Well, and sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't.
I know. So I had Succession last night, and then before that, I watched The Diplomat. A lot of people liked it. I thought it was fine. It was okay. You know, I mean, it's good. I mean, everybody in it's good. I don't know. I never really got all the way into it, but I did finish it.
Yeah.
And then yesterday afternoon, I don't know why I did this. I don't know what compelled me. I'd heard some people talk about it and I was like, okay, maybe I'll give that a try. But I watched the Hillsong documentary that's on FX called The Secrets of Hillsong. Yeah. And it's the one, maybe I was drawn in because Carl Lentz, who was the pastor of Hillsong Church in New York, participated in it. So so you do get more of his story. But God.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
It was not an encouragement, is what I'll tell you.
Okay. Well, And that's kind of, there are things where I'm like, I don't really know that I want to peek behind that particular curtain, you know? I don't know about you, but sometimes when summer comes, it feels like I have more time to take care of some of the things that I need to take care of, but I just don't want to because I'm so busy. Right now is the perfect time to take a fresh look at your financial planning. If you've been meaning to get life insurance but have been putting it off, now is the time. With Fabric by Gerber Life, it's quick and easy to help protect your family's future so you can get back to enjoying life. Life insurance can have a bad rap for being complicated, but Fabric makes it easy to apply with a seamless digital experience. It's all online and on your time, and if you need extra support, Fabric's team of licensed insurance agents can answer questions along the way. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply, see your quote, and then personalize your quote to fit your family's needs. You could be offered coverage instantly with no health exam required. Fabric has partnered with Gerber Life, trusted by millions of families like yours for over 50 years. Fabric has a 30-day money-back guarantee, and you can cancel at any time. Fabric was specifically designed to give parents like you affordable term life insurance, plus wills, access to college savings funds, and more tools to help protect your family's financial future, all in an easy online experience. Protect your family today with Fabric by Gerber Life. Apply today in just 10 minutes at meetfabric.com/bigboo. That's meetfabric.com/bigboo. meetfabric.com/bigboo. Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company, not available in certain states. Prices subject to underwriting and health questions. Now, it's interesting that you said, because I've been on a... So, I've finished Mrs. Maisel.
Okay. All right.
And I will say, season four, I did not love of Mrs. Maisel. Season five, this was also the last season. And I really enjoyed it. Like, I have to say, I thought season five, they did a really good job. And I thought the finale ended, I thought it was really well done. Like, I thought it was a really well done finale. And it made me love the show. I felt like it was, it came back around to, it was true to what it had been.
Yes.
And its origin. And so I found it very endearing. So I loved that. But then I've wondered, see, and now Ted Lasso, I've known we're going to watch at some point, but Perry does better if we can just binge watch something than if we have to wait for a weekly episode. So we've watched the first episode of this last season of Ted Lasso, but I was waiting until the whole thing was over so we could watch it quickly.
I would prefer to binge. I really would. Yeah. I like watching something all the way through. I just happened to be watching some shows that I couldn't, I like, you know, Ted Lasso comes out a week at a time. Succession has come out a week at a time. But all things considered, like, let's just blaze on through it. Keep it moving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's get it going. Mm-hmm. Well, and it's funny because when I saw last night that everybody was saying it was the last episode of Succession, it kind of made me think, well, maybe I'll watch it because I like, there's feels like there's freedom in knowing that there's an end in sight.
That's
like,
true. I get that. You're not stopping. You're not starting something where it could go on for 10 seasons.
That's it.
Yeah.
It feels like, okay, we can get through this. And, you know, I know that there's an end in sight. And it's like I'm working towards a goal.
Sure.
Is what I'm saying.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought maybe I will watch it. And then I watched Queen Charlotte, which is the newest Bridgerton
thing. I have heard is really good. But, you know, I haven't seen the first Bridgerton. Did I say that right? I feel like I said that wrong.
The first Bridgerton. I don't feel like you need to.
Okay.
Like, I don't feel like you have to in the whole scheme of things. But I will say, I think this third season was the best season of all. Now, listen, it is not for children.
Mm-hmm.
It's inappropriate. It has some racy scenes. I'm just going to say, not as much as some of the prior ones, but I thought Queen Charlotte was actually a really sweet, I don't know, it was an endearing storyline.
Okay.
And so I liked it a lot. It gave Caroline and I, Queen Charlotte, and this is not like a spoiler, but she's just not a very warm person.
Sure.
And you kind of start to see why she's not.
Okay.
And so there's a scene where someone is crying over something and she pats them and she says, sorrows, prayers, sorrows. And that has become, Caroline, that's our new like catchphrase. Like, I sent her yesterday, like after the Aggies lost, I was like, sorrows, prayers. Mm-hmm. And so if nothing else, it's given us sorrows and prayers. And then I watched on the plane, I watched two movies on our trip. And I watched A Man Called Otto, which is Tom Hanks' movie.
Yes.
And I thought it was very, I thought it was very sweet.
Okay.
It can be a little dark, but I liked it overall. There again, not for the children, but just a really good a really good movie with a really good message,
okay.
I felt like. And then I also watched Jesus Revolution because I was curious. And I have to say, it was better than I thought it was going to
be. Okay.
So I thought it was good too. And I thought it was very interesting to see that whole period of time mm-hmm. and what happened. Because you hear about that, but that was kind of the year I was born. So obviously I missed it.
Sure. Yeah, that's like the men landing on the moon. I sort of missed it, but you know, I hear it was spectacular. So.
Yes, it was great. So anyway, so that's kind of what I've watched lately. And then I'm in the middle of reading Hello Beautiful, which I took on the trip, but I just didn't have time. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a lot of time to read. So, and it really, like last night, I had to make myself, I was like, I've got to go to bed. Like, I've got to go to sleep.
I know. It's good. The television highlight maybe of this year for me was something I watched this past week. And I watched a lot of television this past week, if you can't tell. If anybody is wondering whether or not I'm supposed to be writing a book, just maybe mm-hmm. clock my TV watching. Yeah. But I love the Smartless podcast, which is Jason Bateman, Sean Hayes, and Will Arnett. Mm-hmm. Every week they have one person is responsible for booking the guest. The other two have no idea who the guest is going to be. And then it's just like a surprise conversation. It could be an actor you have watched for half your life, or it might be a person who is on the cutting edge of cancer research. Like you just never mm-hmm. know who the guest is going to be. So, yeah. But I love listening to them. Again, not for the children. Language is always a deal. So they did a live tour. And I think, well, let me just say this. I think the fact that two people have no idea who the guest is, the vibes of that remind me a little bit of you and me. Just because there are two people who are really not prepared for what's going to happen conversation-wise. Even though
every week.
No. Well, we
could be our new tagline. We're really not prepared for what's going to happen conversation-wise.
We always have an outline, but you know what I mean? Like we just don't ever really know where the conversation's going to go. It's not.
No, and let me interrupt that this week I pulled up, because Sophie usually starts the outline, and I pulled it up this week, literally, y'all, 5 minutes before we were about to record, and here's what it had on it, baseball/tomatoes. That was... So lest you think we over-prepare.
I was just proud of myself because I'd come up with five favorites. That was that was the mountain I climbed this past week, right?
I got so tickled with baseball/tomatoes.
Baseball and
so
tomatoes.
That's where we are, yeah.
So, I love Smartless. So, they did a live show last year, and a documentary crew followed them as they did it. The whole thing's filmed in black and white. I think it's 6 episodes. Loved it. It is very inappropriate at times, but just they've all done different things acting wise, but their wonder at the fact that people showed up to see them at a live show just was so infectious and charming, and it was really fun to watch them kind of figure out the rhythm of what the live shows were supposed to be. I just loved it. So That was a big highlight for me. Smartless and Succession, my two TV highlights. So
okay, all right. Well, listen, we got to have some TV highlights.
I know we do. Anything else happening? I mean, like any snacks you like or anything like that? I mean, I've talked about tomatoes. Yeah, you got any chips or anything you want to tell us about?
No. Now I will say I went to Trader Joe's on I can't remember what day. Friday. Let's say Friday. I went to Trader Joe's. It all runs together.
I don't know either. And now that Casey and Steph aren't in school, I usually keep track of days because I know what days Casey goes to work and what days she does not. And I'm a mess right now with the days.
No, I'm real thrown off. And so so Friday I went, and they had these maroon colored peonies. And I'm telling you, I don't know when I've loved a flower more. Aww. I've been so enamored with them, and they've been so beautiful. And every morning, like a new one has bloomed. And I'm like, well, here, I'm just shy of being a bird watcher.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like just watching my flowers.
I know.
But they have brought me so much joy. And I felt like seeing maroon was good luck for the Aggies. And it really kind of was, you know, for a while. So there was that. And then today, I don't mean to get everybody super excited about this journey that I'm about to take, but I've got to get a hold of my makeup and my beauty drawer. Plastic is everywhere we look, and there's not enough being done about it. 100 billion plastic bags are used and then thrown away every year. That plastic bag you see in the gutter or floating in a stream or washed up on the beach, multiply that by 100 billion. Yikes. But there's a better way, and it can start with a better bag. Hold On wants to be part of the growing movement away from single-use plastic, which if you ask most experts is the single worst kind of plastic. At every stage, production, disposal, decomposition, plastic bags are doing harm to our earth, our water, and even our bodies. That's why I love Hold On trash and kitchen bags. They're heavy duty, they're plant-based, they're non-toxic, and 100% home compostable, which means they break down in weeks, not decades, without filling up our landfills or polluting our oceans. And their Zip Seal kitchen bags come in sandwich or gallon bags to fit all your needs, from holding carrots to crayons, which, let's be honest, we'll be doing a lot of that this summer. We are past the season of packing lunches, and we have considerably less trash than we used to, but Hold On bags has been such an easy, doable solution to reduce the amount of single-use plastic that we are using. To shop plant-based bags and replace single-use plastics all over your home, visit holdonbags.com/bigboo or enter Big Boo at checkout to save 20% off your order. Sustainability has never been more simple. That's holdonbags.com/bigboo or enter Big Boo to receive 20% off your order. Small things can lead to lasting change if we stop and say, hold on. Thank you, Hold On, for sponsoring this episode of the Big Boo Cast. I don't know if y'all know this about me. I have a lot of products.
No.
That's shocking.
No.
I have a lot of products, and I have a lot of stuff that like is left over that I got like in FabFitFun boxes and all of that. And so I really need to go through and figure out what am I actually using? What will I continue to use? And then I have a middle drawer where I tend to put like, I try to keep like face products on one side and then hair products on the other side, which aren't my day-to-day products, because the day-to-day products I keep in a cabinet that's right by my sink.
So what you're saying is you have a system.
I do have a system, mm-hmm. but my system, I mean, like you should have seen me trying to put on my makeup for church on Sunday, because I was just, all my lip things were with my eye things, and I couldn't find my tweezers, and then I couldn't find my eyebrow stuff. And so anyway, it's just a disaster. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. I've got jewelry in that top drawer because I had liked to keep all my bracelets there, but I was like, I don't think that's working for me. So anyway, I have done same day delivery on some acrylic dividers from Amazon.
Oh.
And I have big, big dreams for myself.
What a time.
I know.
I cleaned out my necklaces about a week ago, and it was borderline cathartic.
Uh-huh.
Because there's just some stuff that, now I gave them away. I didn't throw them away. I gave them to a friend who was interested in having, just like having some new things. You know, sometimes it's just a matter of having something that you haven't had for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I look now at the acrylic stand where I keep my necklaces, and I feel such an overwhelming but disproportionate sense of accomplishment. You know, like I shouldn't feel so proud of it, but I do.
Mm-hmm.
It just really did a lot for my head to weed through all that. So earrings are next.
That's how I feel about, that's kind of how, because after my closet, because what I had ordered before I even left for my trip was I had gotten some wooden like skirt hangers with the clippy things.
Yes.
Because I had had, and I'd ordered them thinking that maybe, because I had seen some fashion influencers that they hang their jeans that way.
Okay.
So they hang all their pants where they hang, like, you know, just off the clippy hangers. And so I'd kind of thought that I would do that, because right now I just have them folded over. And I don't think that my closet accommodates that system.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I don't have enough space to, I think, really do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I was able to hang some stuff that I really needed to hang. And it looks, I'm same. Like when I had put all my winter leggings up to the top, and I had my summer stuff and my shorts and had everything in a row. And I threw out some old sports bras that needed to go and some socks that needed to go. And so I felt so accomplished. So I'm like, if I can do the same thing,
mm-hmm.
because there again, why would I want to write a book when
there are more pressing matters, you know, there are more pressing matters for sure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I've got to figure that out. So that's my big plan for the afternoon.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. It sounds great.
I'm real excited about it.
Good for you.
Real excited about it.
Good for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so that's it.
Okay.
So is it time for five favorites?
It's time for five favorites.
And, oh, good.
And I'm going to kick us off with, I don't know if this is a Meemaw edition or not. I don't care if it is, because it is a summer necessity. But I have some slip shorts that I wear. You know, when you wear a dress, do you wear slip shorts under your dresses?
So a short one for sure. I do. Yes.
Okay. So I like to wear slip shorts under my dresses because you just get a little bit of, I don't know, you just feel more comfortable. But they're also good, like if you're wearing a t-shirt dress or something like that, especially if you're on vacation or you're walking around a lot, they're really good just in case there's any sort of incidental chafing that should happen. Yeah. That's all we need to talk about with that. But mm-hmm. I realized the other day, I have a black pair that I got from Third Love that I really love. And I actually went on their website to find some more and they didn't have any more. So I ordered some from Amazon. They're $10.99. Oh. And they're just a nude color, which I have, you know, just lighter stuff for summertime where mm-hmm. I need a nude color. And they're mm-hmm. fantastic. And they're just like a good practical little underpinning to have when you're wearing your summer skirts and dresses. I'm okay. always amazed when I talk about this kind of thing. Not that I talk about it often, but mm-hmm. just that yes. there are people who are walking around wearing dresses and they don't have these on underneath. They're just, man, they make it better. So
yeah,
they really do.
Well, they kind of smooth everything out, I feel.
Yeah, like. They do. But it's not like Spanx. Mm-hmm. It's not like, you know, no. you're all sucked in. But they do. It just smooths things out and I just feel a little bit more at ease when I have them on. So I really like having a nude pair. So just throwing that out there.
I just added to cart and they had a 5% off coupon.
Well, I mean, what's 5% off $10.99? Like 50 cents?
I mean, yeah, just like this. I mean, I'm paid pennies. I practically just made money ordering those.
You did. You did. You paid for one of those acrylic stands.
I did.
That you ordered. My second thing is a product that Jamie Golden told me about. And so I ordered it and I really like it. It's a dry shampoo that I got at Sephora. Now, I love my Living Proof. It's a spray. This is different. This is called the Crown Affair Dry Shampoo. It comes in a little container like loose powder would and it has a little brush. Here's what I like about it. Sometimes there's just one place in my head where I want the dry shampoo, like either for texture or because I think that part maybe looks a little dirtier than the rest. I don't know. And I also use dry shampoo a lot just to give my hair some body because I have fine hair. So I mm-hmm. love that this has a brush and I can really target it in places, particularly like around my part, you know, yes, where I really want to kind of bolster it up. It smells mm-hmm. great. It's you can use a little, you can use a lot, but I like this option because I love having a spray. I also like the Pros Dry Shampoo because it has a pump. This is just a good option and really an option that I need more than the other two because I just, especially like when my hair is clean, I like to mm-hmm. tacky it up a little bit. And so this is a great option for that. This next thing, listen, you're going to think this is a bridge too far. You're going to think it's a bridge too far. And it may be a bridge to a place that you thought or hoped we'd never go, but here we are.
And I'm looking and I can't wait to hear what you're about to say about it. Uh-huh. I need to know. I know uh-huh. I have a lot of questions. Okay. I have a lot of questions.
Okay. First of all, I need you to know that I got the black one of this. So okay. I think that'll alleviate uh-huh. some initial concerns you have. Uh-huh. Because this is called the bungee dress and it's from Chico's. It sure is. It's from Chico's. And maybe, you know, I tried a Chico's dress a couple of years ago and
I remember
it did not work, but mm-hmm. here's the deal. I had been looking for some things that would work. David and I are taking a trip for some stuff that I could wear to walk around. We're going to New York. So I wanted stuff that I could wear to walk around and then just change shoes and go see a play. Right.
Okay.
So, mm-hmm. so this popped up in my Instagram and I was like, I'll try it. We'll see. Listen, it is super cute. It is so cute. It's got the bungees at the bottom, which everything has the bungees right now. I've never had so many clothes with bungee things on them.
Yeah.
So, but you can use that to make it look more like an A-line dress, or you can cinch mm-hmm. it in if you want it to be a little bit more of like a column kind of dress. Listen, uh-huh. walk in freedom. But it is the softest fabric. It is super cute on, and I was prepared to mock myself when I put it on, but it's really uh-huh. cute with sneakers, also really cute with wedges. I got it in black. I am surprised by how much I like it. Like, you can't, it's one of those things, like, I wouldn't have gotten the pink probably, because like, what if your back gets sweaty or something like that, you know, when you're walking around?
Yeah.
But it's just like this, some slip shorts, some sneakers, you're all set for a day of sightseeing. And I think it's super cute. So here we are at Chico's. It's kind of something like that we
the
like.
Parachute pants. Yeah. It's like the parachute pants of dresses.
Yes. Yes. It's like the it's like the parachute dress, kind of.
Yes.
But, and yes. I need a collar. So I just look better in a collar. And so it's really cute. I'm telling you. I'm going to wear it the next time we're together. And you're going to think I look darling is what's going to happen.
I have no doubt.
So that's my next one. I was kind of scared to tell you about that one. But anyway.
No, don't be scared. Listen, there's freedom here. We can all, you know, we can walk in our bungee dresses in freedom.
Melanie loves it.
I trust you that if you say it's darling, I see the appeal of it. I really do. I see the appeal.
This next thing was a total surprise, but one of my former students named Laura started a stationery company with her mom during COVID. And I used to do the yearbook at my school, and Laura was the yearbook editor 1 year. And she messaged me, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago and said, hey, I have something I want to drop by your house. And she took my mama's pound cake recipe and made a print with it.
Oh, I love that.
And anyway, so when I saw it, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, because she brought me two. So I have one for me and one for my sister. I'm taking my sister her copy tonight. But I said, can you please put these in your Etsy shop and you can make Weta a discount code. So she added them to her Etsy shop. And so if anybody wants a pound cake recipe or my mama's pound cake recipe that you want to keep in your kitchen, we'll link to it.
Oh, that's so cute.
It's so sweet. It's something that mama would have loved, you know, and I love that it's in Laura's handwriting and that I think it's darling. And so I'm so excited to be able to add it to my kitchen. But anyway, their paper company is called Ella Jane Paper. And she also made up, she brought me a notepad that says at the top, it says at the bottom, it says, wear the shorts. And she drew three darling little pairs of shorts across the top.
Cute.
And that's in her Etsy shop too. So that's just a fun little place for y'all to look around and see what you can see. And then the last thing I have is, you know, cargo pants are everywhere. We talked about the bungees being everywhere. And so I've talked to a couple of different people who are like, cargo pants, really? Like, you know, we did that. But I love them.
I do the same.
The cargo pants. But I have a good pair of starter cargo pants if anybody is interested. I actually ordered these for myself, and I am probably going to wear them on the plane when we go to New York. But this is a good starter pair. They're from Target. I got camo because, listen, why not? But they also have olive green if you want something that's more plain. And they're super soft. They're very thin. Like, they're just, they wouldn't be too heavy in summer. I think we think of cargo pants like they were when we were in our 20s, which was like made of canvas.
Yes.
I don't if you never wore a pair of Gap cargo pants in the late 90s, have you it was a whole experience. So these are super thin. They but they're also, they have like an actual snap at the waist. So they're not gonna stretch out so bad or bag out so bad in the waist that you're constantly trying to cinch them to keep them up. So I just think they're a great, like, want to try a trend? Well, try these camo ones or the green ones. They're both really cute. Both great for this time of year. Could wear them with sneakers or wedges or sandals or whatever. And any shirt you like.
Okay. That's so funny because when I was in Gap the other day in their body section, they had a pair of, and I've seen them because Hailey Bieber was wearing a pair, and they're like cargo pants with the bungee at the bottom, but they're real billowy. And I was like, I'm going to try these on. I'm just curious. And I get the appeal of them because it felt like I was wearing nothing. I was like, these would be like the coolest whatever, but I was like, it feels like maybe I need to save them for Hailey Bieber. You know, like it just felt a little costume-esque.
Yes.
Like I was afraid. Yes. I was like, Perry's going to ask me if I brought my cardboard so I could break dance.
Yes, yes.
And that feels like then at that point they'd be dead to me.
Yes. These legs are a little slimmer than some I have tried on. Where, you know, so I like, I like the whole like sort of profile of these. Mm-hmm. So just mm-hmm. an option okay, if somebody would cute. Like to try.
Okay. Well, those are all great. Thanks so much for your favorites and for sharing those with us.
You're so welcome. Listen, I'm so proud of us for pushing through this one. And and just here at the end, just as cheerful as we can pretend to be. How about it?
Listen, we did what we needed to do. So
really, like that Hillsong documentary, it just about took me out. I thought, and I can't get over it. And I kept thinking, Lord, I've had enough church heartache. Oh my gosh. So I got it. And then the Succession finale, I got to do something to lighten the mood today. So
You need to watch something a little happy and breezy. I've heard great things about Jury Duty on Amazon.
I have too. And I haven't watched it. So maybe that's what I need to watch today.
It's a palate cleanser. I need a palate cleanser.
Or you know what? I also haven't watched the newest season of Abbott Elementary. That's probably what I need to do. I need to watch that, get that started, and then I can watch it some on the plane, you know, because I won't get through the whole thing.
That's a good plan.
Listen, how's this for a transition? It's also a great palate cleanser to get to talk to you for an hour. So,
that's so nice.
It is.
I know. Well, we always find the laughs, you know?
We always find the laughs. We'll always find the stuff. Do you think we're a little overwhelmed about what we've put off in our lives that's about to catch up to us?
100% I do. I can feel it. Like I can feel it too. In every pore of my being. And the amount of times that I've been like, I'm just going to send an email and say, never mind. I'm going to send an email and say, this seemed like a good idea, but I have nothing to say. I've forgotten how to write. I had somebody who emailed me this week and they were like, can you walk me through, like, how did you write a book? And I'm like, I don't remember how I wrote a book. I'd love to be able to help you, but I don't remember. And I don't encourage it. I just save yourself. It's too late for me. Too late for me, but save yourself.
I know. It really does, because I'll get emails from people from time to time who's, you know, will say, like, I feel like I'm supposed to write a book, or I feel like I need to write a book. And listen, when you feel that, I would never say to ignore it. But I would say this, if you don't love to write, I don't recommend it. I mean, God, because if I didn't love to write, this next one would not happen. It would not. I would have already quit. And I love it. It's my favorite thing I get to do. And I wake up every day and I think, maybe today I'll write. And then by about 10, I'm like, or maybe I'll watch something. So.
Yep. No, I'm same. And I've really, in my mind, I've been like, you know what? I'm going to wait. I'm going to start in June. And I have news for you.
2 days.
I don't know if you've looked at a calendar. But. But June is coming.
Live it up, my friend. Yeah. Because June is coming. So by the time y'all listen to this, you can rest and know Melanie has started writing. She has started writing.
Or that my makeup has never been more organized.
Probably the more likely scenario.
Yes.
All right, everybody. Well, we hope you have the best week or the best rest of your week. And we'll talk to you later.
Talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.